What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 934. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about using fondaparinux for critically ill patients with severe renal dysfunction. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode934. Evaluating options for VTE prophylaxis in critically ill patients is challenging, and many issues can limit options, including renal failure, bleeding risk, and thrombocytopenia. Fondaparinux's use is often limited in critically ill patients due to its contraindication in severe renal dysfunction. The authors of a 2017 study evaluated anti-factor 10A levels in critically ill patients with severe renal dysfunction who were receiving an extended interval dosing regimen of fondaparinux for VTE prophylaxis. The study was a prospective single-arm interventional study. Patients were enrolled from two academic hospitals of Detroit Medical Center. Only ICU patients with an estimated creatinine clearance less than 30 mLs per minute were enrolled. These included patients with acute kidney injury or end-stage renal disease. Fondaparinux was given at a dose of 2.5 milligrams sub-Q every 48 hours. Peak and trough anti-factor 10A levels were monitored. Ultrasound was used at baseline and study completion to assess for DVT. Bleeding complications were also recorded. 32 patients received a median of 4 doses of fondaparinux. The peak and trough anti-10A levels were 0.36 and 0.17, respectively. These levels are similar to those in patients with normal renal function receiving conventional once-daily dosing. No lower extremity DVTs or suspected VTE events occurred. 2 patients, which was a total of 6%, had significant bleeding events. The authors concluded in critically ill patients with severe renal dysfunction and extended interval, fondaparinux dosing regimen of 2.5 milligrams every 48 hours for VTE prophylaxis achieved peak and trough anti-10A levels similar to those reported in non-critically ill patients with normal renal function receiving once daily dosing. This regimen offers an alternative for patients with severe renal disease when heparinoids must be avoided. The sample size of the study is small, and the bleeding incidence of 6% is not compared against a placebo group. This precludes the study results from being broadly applied to ICU patients. However, I would consider this regimen in uniquely complex patients who have high clotting risk, renal dysfunction, and a need to avoid heparin. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.